Good morning, everybody. It is an overcast Monday morning here just outside of Salt Lake City. Hi, everybody. This is Michelle, obviously. And I am grading the papers that I should have been grading over the weekend, but I actually did not. This weekend, I was very busy with running errands and doing all the good stuff I wished I could do during the week, but hadn't been able to, like grocery shopping and fun stuff like that. So I'm sitting here with my first batch of papers, and for one of the universities for which I teach, they require certain papers to be assigned at certain times of the semester. Actually, both my universities require that, but they just require different papers. So for this particular university, the first paper is a short 2 to 3 page paper on problematizing a topic. And I'm about a third of the way through, and I hope to get done before my class this afternoon. That may not happen, but I will think that I will get through most of them at any rate. They're not very long to read. There may be 2 pages, which is fine. And most of my students are doing okay so far, but there was one paper that I'm thinking that if I continue teaching at this university, I might wind up having every semester, because I think I had this paper actually last semester also. And the topic of this student's paper was whether attendance should be required for students. In other words, should students be required to attend class? And she made some good points in that students are adults, at least at this level, and they should be allowed to make the decision as to whether they show up. And this particular student further went on to argue that as adults, they should be able to ascertain what they need to know or how much they need to know in order to pass the class. And of course, the problem with that is they don't know what they won't need to, or they won't know what they need to know in order to pass the class until they've actually passed the class. So it's kind of a catch-22. They need to have finished the class first to see what they've actually learned. And she went on, you know, to make other arguments that, you know, teachers want to, you know, need to take attendance or want to take attendance for various reasons, and administration wants the teachers to take attendance for various reasons. And of course, when you're a student, and this was absolutely true for me also, when you're a student, you don't understand necessarily why teachers require attendance or why teachers will require you to show up and take attendance. Now, administration wants us to take attendance because most students, or at least a good chunk of students, take out a lot of loans. There's a lot of financial aid and scholarships. So when I submit grades at the end of the semester, the administration asks me to put in the last date of attendance. And they can see that if a student hasn't shown up since, you know, the end of the first month of classes, then there's a problem. Now, the student has probably failed anyway, but you know, there's documentation there showing that the student has shown up or not. I know teachers have different policies for attendance and, you know, how many absences students can have and how much of the grade the attendance, is affected by all this other stuff. Of course, I kind of see all this in a slightly different light now that I'm a teacher. It would be great to say that I could tell these students that because they're adults, they have the right to show up whenever they like, but it is their obligation to show up and to learn the material. And what will happen is this is less of a problem for students who are slightly older. And older in this case is generally over the age of about 25, because if you're 25 and a first-time student, you've probably been working for a couple of years, you've had jobs where you have to show up, because if you don't show up to work, you get fired. And you have to put in a minimum amount of work, and you have to learn that, you know, you have to put in, a certain amount of work that you might not think is necessary, but your boss in the company for which you work thinks it's necessary. But what I see with younger students is this is the first time they can make these decisions on their own, and they may not necessarily make the best decisions. So along with the students not knowing how much work they need to put in order to successfully complete the class, If the students don't show up, then they can get very confused as to why they failed the class. Now, it can be obvious, to me it's obvious, that if you don't show up to class and don't do the work, then you're going to fail. But it is, in fact, not obvious to a lot of 18-year-olds. So I just remarked on the student's paper that, you know, yeah, sometimes I wish I didn't have to take attendance. But really, I can't tell students that just because they're over a certain age, then they get off with my not taking attendance. It's kind of not fair either. So I just take everyone's attendance and kind of leave it at that, and that say, you know, imply that if they are not in class, then they are not learning and I need them in class so that we can go over the material and I can explain things and they can actually understand what's going on. So that is my little mini rant, something I wish I could say to my students, but can't quite. And maybe I'll find a way of working that in for an assignment. I don't really quite see how I could do that without making it really obvious I'm addressing one student's paper, but things I wish I could say to my students. All right, that's enough for me for the day. Back to grading. See y'all later.